And that's a good lean into McCaffrey. He had six catches in the game. Obviously, the huge, you said on the wheel route, that huge catch. And I thought he was definitely a safety valve for Purdy. He has six catches coming into a team that had 15 running back receptions in the first eight games. So right away, the impact is felt again there. He had some good runs. Didn't look like himself. And why would he? He's coming off. He hasn't played the whole season. He's got to work himself back into shape. And he even said himself he didn't feel like himself out there. But you could notice the difference with McCaffrey there. It just changes everything. Now, you mentioned Jordan Mason only with the one carry. I'm not shocked because it's Shanahan, and I kind of assumed he was going to do that. But for McCaffrey to play every snap except seven, I didn't like it personally. I don't know if anybody has to give a shit what I think, but I thought it was too much. And he may come out of this game fine. My worry is keeping him healthy the whole season into next season. Thought they should ease him in a little bit. Jordan Mason has earned the right to get four or five carries, at least in a game. He had 5 yards on his one carry. And in a game like this, where you're having trouble running the ball in that heat, let him go and be physical and pound the ball in between the tackles. Cause McCaffrey didn't have one, none of his carries were in between the tackle. Everything was outside the tackle. Mm-hmm. So run Jordan Mason into that line. I know Vita Vey is there, but it's okay. It's hot. Wear the defensive line down. Even a 2 yard run is good. It's like a body blow. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit surprised that he played that much, but it was good to have him back. He did make an impact, and we'll see where this goes. I only expect him to get better, but that injury is going to be in the back of my mind for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it has to be. It absolutely has to be. And like we said, you know, I said you have to protect Christian McCaffrey from himself. Apparently, you also have to protect Christian McCaffrey from Kyle Shanahan because, like, again, you know, it's his first game back. And like you said, he's on the field for every play except seven. Like, what are we doing? Like, come on. And it was also just a weird game plan in general. You know, you're talking about a Bucs team that can't stop the run really at all. And the fact that they couldn't generate a run game to speak of was really surprising to me. And it genuinely feels like every time that we go into a game and we look at it and go, man, this team is, you know, really bad in this area, or this team is really bad in this area. It feels like every time we say that this season, when we analyze the game afterwards, we go, wow, the area that this team wasn't good in, the 49ers didn't attack at all. Like, it just seemed like I just don't. And again, Kyle Shanahan has forgot more about football than I'll ever know. I understand that. But sometimes you look at it and go, that just seems weird. It just seems off. And, you know, maybe I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know. But it does seem weird. And again, for Jordan Mason to only get one carry in a game where it is hot, like you said, you know, give the guy that runs between the tackles, give him more carries, punish that defensive line, like impose your will. That's what this team used to do, right? This team used to impose their will on other teams. And it hasn't seemed like there's been a single game this season where this team has imposed their will on the other team from either side of the ball. And it just feels like it's not the type of football that we're used to from this team. And it just is interesting. And I think it's part of why they're 5-4. And let's be perfectly honest, barely 5-4.
In letting these games slip away, it's another game where they a lot of yards. They had five players hit 50 plus receiving yards in this game. Jennings had 93. Pearsall, who with the big catch, he looked phenomenal. I mean, that's another huge plus, is that he really looks like a player.
Yeah.
And somebody who can be a starter next year.
Yep.
McCaffrey 68, Debo 62, Kittle 57. That's tied for the most in a game in franchise history. And the Niners have done that three other times. So again, they're getting yards, but in the red zone, what's happening again? Not touchdowns. And more touchdowns happening in the red zone. And that's part of the implosion, that they can't finish these drives off. So what happens is teams stick around. Teams come back. You allow teams to hang around. And another thing that gets teams back into games, Brian, is shitty special teams play.
Yes.
And as the 49ers have these games where they implode, inevitably, it's always a special teams play that gets the other team back into the game or costs them. Think to the Cardinals game where at the end of the game, they have a big return to set the Cardinals up for the win. A game against Seattle that they won, but it should have been a cakewalk, and Seattle gets back into the game with a kick return.
Yep.
In this game, we're negative 16. Cowing, I'm glad he had a nice return, but he also muffed a punt. And there's 7 points.
Yeah.
And then we have the three missed field goals. And you said some really interesting things about Jake Moody. I'm gonna ask you to repeat off when we were talking off camera.
Yeah.
I'll ask you to repeat, but it was a huge negative. There was the Debo blow up on the sideline, which we'll get to in a second. Mm-hmm. But every week, over and over and over again, special teams is costing the Niners somehow, some way. Kyle, if you don't make a change, mm-hmm. you're the head coach, you're the CEO, you're in charge right. of everything. I know you don't want to fire your coaches. I'm sure you don't want to fire Brian Schneider, but holy shit. Right. I mean, they came into this game 30th in DVOA in the league in special teams.
I'm sure they're lower
after that shit show.
Yeah.
So at what point, how much, it already cost you a Super Bowl, arguably, because you were negative eight in the Super Bowl.
Right.
At what point do you have to say to yourself, dude, like we got to move on. I don't think, someone said in the chat, Schneider's going to be gone in the offseason. I don't think there's any way he can stay after this year. But how many games are you going to lose this year? How many games are you going to lose this year because of it? Enough is enough. And I think everybody's fed up. I think the fan base is fed up. I think the players are fed up, as you saw from the blow up on the sidelines. When's enough going to be enough? But you mentioned with Moody, maybe he had a bad game. He's coming off a high ankle sprain. You made some decent points about maybe where people got to take a breath with that, though.
Yeah. Again, you know, it's since that game, you know, since yesterday, even today, you know, you scroll 49ers Twitter and, you know, there are so many people that are like, you just got to cut your losses, right? Like, he's not it, blah, blah. And it's like, again, I feel like people are prisoners of the moment, and obviously missing three field goals sucks. Like, that is hard to take in a game where I'm sure fans felt like we're on the precipice of losing this game as mm-hmm. you know, as the Bucs are driving. Let's take a step back. As the Bucs are on offense trying to get a touchdown and the 49ers are imploding on defense with penalties and just giving them free yards to the point where they get into the red zone. And thank God that defense bowed up and kept them out of the end zone and allowed them to just kick a field goal to tie the game instead of a touchdown to win the game. But obviously you're in that position because Jake Moody has missed three field goals. You would have 9 extra points on the board. You're not worried about it. I get it. Yeah. I understand. Here's the thing. Jake Moody had missed 1 field goal this season. Prior to his injury, he was 15 of 16 prior to the injury, right? And so it's not like he's sucked all season and then he got injured and he came back and he sucked again. He hasn't. He's been good this season until this game. But here's the thing. Games like that are going to happen for kickers, quarterbacks, whatever. Again, I mentioned it earlier. You know, Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions against the Texans. His team still came back to win. Jake Moody missed 3 field goals against the Bucs. But as Kyle Shanahan said after the game, you're only as good as your last kick. And for him to shake off 3 misses mm-hmm. to kick a game-winning field goal, that's a positive in my book, right? Do I wish that he didn't miss those 3 field goals? Absolutely. Younghoe Koo, you said it when we were talking. He missed, I think, 4 field goals yesterday.
Yeah, 3 or 4 yesterday. Yeah.
3 or 4 yesterday, right? Nobody thinks that Younghoe Koo is a shitty kicker, right? He's one of the better kickers in the NFL. So, again, let's take a step back. Let's take a breath. Let's actually put some thought and analysis into some of the things that we're saying. Jake Moody is not a bad kicker. As a rookie last year, I believe his field goal percentage was 84%. He had some struggles. He was a rookie. I get it, right? And I also understand as a fan, when you look and go, well, look, we brought in one guy who didn't miss any kicks, but then injured himself in the same game that he started. And then we brought in a second guy who also didn't miss any kicks. And I get it. I understand that. But again, you've got to give yourself some perspective, right? Again, Moody was 15 of 16 prior to the injury. Do we think that he's going to miss 3 field goals again in a game? I sure hope not. I don't think he had never done it mm-hmm. before then, right? So again, like, let's just take a breath, you guys. Let's step back from the ledge and just let things play out. But I agree with you that the special teams as a whole, kick coverage units, kick return units, punt coverage units, punt return units,
inexcusable,
just inexcusable. And, you know, the other question is, if you fire Brian Schneider, who takes over, right? Well, likely it's just going to be whoever the assistant special teams coordinator is, but he's already on the staff. He's already a part of the squad that sucks right now. So again, I don't know that there are easy answers. I do agree that Schneider is probably gone after this season, but ultimately, and you kind of hinted at it, special teams on this team is never going to get better until Kyle Shanahan himself starts to give a shit about special teams. And he has not for the entirety of his tenure here. And he's got to, if it's going to get better.
I think where Moody is going to get a lot of this criticism is because he's a third round pick. If he was somebody off the street or a free agent they sign, you know, who's just one of those kickers who travels around the league, it seems like maybe people are a little bit, oh, you know, God, kickers, but not so much like this guy, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But because he's a third round pick, because a lot of people were like, why are we taking a kicker in the third round again? Yeah. He's going to get the scrutiny.
Sure.
And he did miss an extra point in the Super Bowls being a third round pick. So he's going to get the scrutiny. Fair or not fair, it's frustrating as hell.